Sports Betting Show. Come on, bye, back, feet, corporate, third, I'm Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tony.
Bruce.
What's going on?
You son of a bitch. Oh, fuck. Did I throw you off?
Yeah, you threw me off, and then I clicked the wrong button, and obviously I forgot that I didn't. You get it.
It's Brutus eating a glizzy.
I went straight to Bruce because he was snacking on Cheez-Its, and I wanted to catch him with a fucking
popping
mouthful.
A couple Cheez-Its.
White cheddar, regular.
Regular. Bubblegum Pinot's Canadian Station Beer and Wonder Wide.
Daddy,
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Fucking Brucey Bruce hits UConn and then a big winner on Rami.
Hell yeah. Great week.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, White Sox just came through. First five South Side.
They're plus a half this morning, correct?
Yes, and Dylan Cease somehow made it out, and let's go.
Wild seeing Cease get plus a half. I mean, Cease is a hard guy to figure out because he will lay an egg, but this year feels like the year where he's going to go.
Seemed like he was looking pretty wild today.
No, a little off. Didn't have his control.
He's striking out everybody, but just out of the zone.
That's kind of what happens normally with those guys.
Dude, TA had an error. Their third baseman that I cannot believe I'm forgetting his name because he just had a home run.
TA? Timmy Anderson?
Yeah, bro, my favorite player. What do you mean? he wasn't getting any help today, and his pitches were going everywhere. I don't know what we're going to do Southside with him this year, but hopefully he keeps balling out.
We got a decent amount of games, actually a pretty good amount of games the rest of the day that we will go over in the MLB. But we got to cover the Masters. Pretty good Masters. You had a pre on Brooksy because you love him, and a pre on Rom.
I did not have a pre on Brooksy.
Would you take him third?
I took him when he was two under because you can go back and watch the shots.
Yes.
I watched each of his birdies and said, all right,
Brooksy.
I'm not sitting that one out. So I jumped on him then. I was rooting for him, though, honestly.
I went into Sunday at a good spot because Hovland was eight under.
Yep.
Dude, he had that one double bogey. If he didn't have, I think he was ready.
He had that double bogey when Brooks was coming back to eight or nine. And Ron was only at 10, I think, at that point.
The RBC Heritage might be more his speed.
Hovland?
Yeah.
I mean, he had some great moments. He almost birdied 18 on Sunday morning to potentially get in the final group. But I had a Sunday ticket going in with Hovland, and then I got in on Rom on Saturday morning when he got within two. I ended up going to four, though. And then started round four, I just put, when Brooks was even money, a ticket on him, too. So there was no way I was going to lose money.
Lefty wanted out of nowhere.
Dude, yeah.
I did catch the bug, and when Brooks started melting, I threw some ridiculous bet on Phil, and obviously it didn't come through. He didn't win. I don't know why.
Almost.
I don't know why I didn't throw him top five, though. It still would have paid out an insane amount.
Lefty made us proud, huh?
Nothing hits quite like a fucking...
Yeah, thumbs were flying.
Lefty starts throwing those thumbs up around.
Birdies are dropping and thumbs are flying.
He was fucking dialed,
We should have known when...
There was a quote from an interview he did where he said he felt he was close, very close to going off. And he said, when that happened, and then it was literally that week.
We should have known that when him and Jordo were paired together...
Yeah, good things were about to happen.
Yeah, because those two love playing with each other.
Some sweet pictures of him and Rombo they showed yesterday too.
Yeah, they're really really close.
Yeah,
it was a good weekend for golf. I was happy.
It was a great weekend for golf.
Kepka just wearing all Nike and saying fuck it.
I didn't realize, and then it made sense on Pat's show. Fucking Soli saying when you wear Nike, I didn't realize this before, but now that I'm thinking about everyone's outfits, if they have Nike, they don't also have fucking ADP on the chest, too, or whatever.
I think Tommy Fleetwood, might be a guy who sneaks something in on, the sleeve.
Does he?
Pat Reed was just, his Aces gear was so bad.
Looking like shit.
Patty Reed, but he fucking...
Dude, I was talking to my one buddy, he's like, they're not showing Pat Reed. I'm like... Dude, he fucking sued like the biggest names in PGA on Christmas morning, man. Like, they're showing Kepka's fucking whole round. Like, they were showing Lefty. Like,
Pat Reed's in a different fucking box.
Yeah, he's in a different stratosphere, dude.
Before we get off Lefty and close, we should have known the way he was looking at that dinner, the way he was dressed all weekend. Why were we not throwing him way earlier?
Because his last eight live events, he has played horrendously. Yeah.
He was struggling to break 90.
They should have made a bigger deal of like a Tiger versus Phil matchup. That should have been available and advertised to me.
Yeah, what I was going to say is I fell for the Tiger bug. And I really should have just fell for the Lefty bug because I was like, oh, it would be so cool if I lived, dude. And then we were talking about Lefty. Ah, like, just come on.
I ended up taking Sam Bennett on Saturday when he had a five-shot lead and he was minus 110 to be top debutant. There was always a chance it was going to fall through, but fucking as soon as the Gala made that fucking chip in on 16, that was it.
I took Sam to win it all just because I was at a point where I was like, maybe I could just have everybody. Because I had Jordo. I had Jordo, and I cashed him out, too. So I was like, maybe I can just have everyone. So I had Sam Bennett for a hot minute. It was a fun ride.
But, no, I like that. I mean, at one point, Scotty looked like he may make a run on fucking Sunday, too. Yeah.
Like, oh, he's three back.
The putter let him down all weekend. I believe he was last time in the field in putting.
I never seen Scotty show that kind of emotion.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fired up.
I mean, it's the first time he's struggled in the majors. Correct. And, like, under the
last 2 years.
Bright lights.
It was awesome though. I thought it was a great weekend.
He's looking pretty shaky over at RBC in my mind, because he'll be going off at what, like 750.
Who, Scotty?
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler. I think he'll be like.
So what? They have to play. Is that the rule on this?
So you can. It's an elevated event, and you're allowed to withdraw from one of the elevated events.
I mean, if John Rahm said, "Hey, I'm withdrawing," like just like Rory, like no one's gonna be like.
No.
Hey.
But right now it's just Rory. Rory's the only one. And then I think Hideki for some reason is not playing in it. And then obviously Will Zalatoris is out for the season now.
It's bad scheduling though.
I mean, yeah, that's what they kind of just threw together 2023 is what I took of that. And then 2024 will be great. I was telling Bruce earlier, the 15 player 13 way round robin, I missed by one player. Rory obviously didn't make the cut, so he wasn't top 40. JT shot what, 5 over on that in that weather on Saturday. He had a 99% chance of making the cut and then missed it. And then Homa shot plus 6 on Sunday to barely miss that one. That one was
top bounce.
That one was tough.
That is tough.
Everyone else played well though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like most of the big names were there. What was it? Live guys, 3 out of the top 5.
Phil, Brooks, and 3 of the top 10. I know 3 of the top 10.
Patty Reed
was up there.
Cam Smith, thanks, dude.
Well,
that's golf.
Also, yeah, I mean, Corey Connors had a mare too.
Cam Smith wasn't playing his best going in the tournament. Yeah, Corey Connors did have a mare.
I was sweating that top Canadian with him battling for the cut.
Mackenzie Hughes win it?
Yeah,
think Phil so. Did win top old guy.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, we should have been
and
on
he,
that.
And he
that
will, and he will continue to for as long as he's an old guy.
That's, I mean, every I'll take that every major.
It's, yeah, Jordo's probably going to be a wicked old guy too.
Is there Is there a LIV tournament this weekend or no?
I would doubt it.
No way.
If there's a LIV tournament this weekend, I would definitely bet Phil to not make the cut. There's no way he's going to try after that.
There are no cuts.
Yep,
that shows
April 21st. They are in Australia.
That's sweet.
Really, yeah.
And then they go to fucking
wheels up to the down under
private
jet. And then the week after that, they go to fucking Singapore.
Nice.
And then
then they got to stop in it to Abu Dhabi, I'm sure.
No, then Tulsa, DC, and then fucking
back
Spain.
Back stateside.
When's the next tournament with everybody?
This besides this weekend? Oh, yeah. You mean next major? What is the next major? Yeah. US?
It's one of the Opens.
Is it the Players?
Checks out.
Majors. They changed the major schedule what
Players
last year?
Happened, right?
No, this was the first major of the year.
This was the first one.
Yeah. 2023.
The PGA Championship hasn't happened. The Players happened. Scottie Scheffler won it.
Yeah, Players isn't a major.
Yeah.
No, the PGA Championship is May 18th. So about a month.
Where is that thing this year?
Rochester, New York. What golf course is that?
You gone?
Bruce.
Freaking, what is it?
Head on back, Bruce. Boots on the ground.
Oak Hill East Course.
Nice. Very cool.
You can go for Saturday.
I've seen the logo. I've never been.
Seen the fucking logo.
Seen the logo out and about.
But no, this week we do have the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head at fucking, what's it called? What's the actual course? TPC. Is it a TPC? I think so. It's at the, there's a lighthouse. Yeah, it's fucking, Harbertown.
Yeah, there it is.
Harbertown.
There it is. We found it.
Majors. Rahm is the favorite to win the PGA, followed by Scotty and Rory. Brooks. Brooks is now fourth. That's what one good major showing will do for you.
Oh, yeah.
The
good for him bouncing back, man. After watching that, I said a million times, after watching Full Swing, I didn't think he'd make it back.
It's very clearly Rahm, Scotty, and then Rory is with everybody else below them.
Yeah. Right now.
Not to rub it in. Sorry about it.
Who are you rubbing it into?
Bro, what?
To Rory.
The Rory? Are you worried about the Rory crowd?
I am worried about the Rory crowd. He was plus 700. He was 7-1. He went off shorter than John Rahm. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, knock it off.
Way too much pressure, man. Rory's like, Rory at this point is just a live bet guy because he'll make that run. If he's there on the final day, he'll make a run, but there's no need to be betting Rory at the price to start a tournament.
This week, no. I do have a list of guys who play well and not well the week after a major. So that'll be key this week. But two of the biggest names up there that do play well the week after a major, Tony Finau and Jordan Spieth are up there.
What did Finau finish?
He was hanging around that like minus two, minus three. Yeah, I think he finished at minus one or even.
He just never really fired.
No. Yeah. He was just kind of in that range all fucking week long.
Yep. Jordo also defending champion here?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, I think one of the like our favorite golfers just on this program has also won at this place.
Yes. Guess who won in 2021?
I don't know, Tony.
Stewart Cink. Yeah.
2021?
Yeah.
He loves Harbertown.
Jeez. I didn't think Stewie'd won a tournament in quite some time.
guess who loves Harbertown even more?
Cooch Daddy.
Cooch Daddy has Daddy. 1, 2, 3. Cooch Daddy four, does five, love six.
Harbertown.
He has seven top 20. He has seven top 25s in the last 8 years. Yeah. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top 10s in the last 8 years. You can
set your clock.
Cooch Dog is going to be in the mix.
In the top
10. This feels like our tournament, boys.
Cantlay actually has 4 top 10s in the last 5 years.
It would also be very context of Patrick Cantlay to fuck to around win and week. Win this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah,
and
be yeah.
Like, oh, Hovland, I'm good too.
Hovland fucking burying him on that fucking shot. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, awesome.
Literally just firing off a chip while Buddy's strolling up the fairway. Love that.
Yeah. Hovland's great.
Yep. So Spieth beat Cantlay in a playoff last year. That was the chip shot, I believe.
Was it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because Spieth has won a few times on the chip shots. Or that sorry, Sunday on
was,
from.
That was the that latest Sunday chip was, shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Sunday was a banger.
All right.
Golf was fucking sweet this weekend. I don't even like golf. I love the Masters.
Well said, dude. Well said. Masters is always awesome. The majors are always awesome. This week, NBA playoffs starting tomorrow, so we'll dive into that. NHL is wrapping up. We'll bring in Nikki Skates a little later for that. But right now, how about we do a little MLB, okay?
Hell yeah.
Go on, son.
First one, 6'10", Domingo Germán goes against Shane Bieber. I was leaning Bieber, but I didn't love laying, what is it, like $1.60? Something like that.
That high?
It's currently 156. Right, I stayed away.
I'll lay it. The Guardians are rolling. They had a field day with the Mariners this weekend. Give me the Guardians first five money line. I don't know what Germán is just yet.
No, yeah, there's a lot of that today. There's a lot of
he's not good.
There's a lot of on my card today. Hey, I need you to do something good. Okay,
I'm playing the Yankees on the run line in a parlay.
There you go.
Take like, that for what you may.
The A's are in Baltimore. Fucking Sears goes against Gibson. I don't want any of that part of that.
Gimme Gibson, the Orioles first five money line. It is a you fade the A's until proven otherwise, my friend.
Yeah, you're
minus 45 run differential already this year.
Yeah. And you gotta always remember, like, you know, we're starting a series here. We're gonna go a 2 out of 3 fade in the A's. Give me the Orioles as well.
Okay.
Sears, not great. Gibson, better second time out this year.
He was better second time
out. I grade him much better than Sears.
Framber Valdez, who has had a good start, goes against Ronzi Contreras, who was good in his first start against the Red Sox.
Yeah, this is a sad one.
This is a sad one. This is a buyer beware. The Buccos could get no hit tonight based off of
vibes.
Yeah, based off of vibes.
Yeah, this one stinks.
He's not done for the season, though, is he?
Four months, which puts him back in like August.
Tony, I understand.
For the playoff push.
My second favorite Indianapolis Indian of all time, Victor Cruz, did just get hurt so bad, but the Pirates. I said Victor Cruz. Jesus, I know. O'Neill Cruz, sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. Oh, well.
But
I saw some stats today. Aren't you guys like 8 wins? Like, you guys have won like 8 wins and lost like 2 games or something?
Fucking the Buccos are rolling, baby. Yeah, but the
Buccos are back.
But when that happens to you, that's tough.
Dagger.
But
that's an
awkward play.
Give me Juan Bay to record a fucking RBI.
Juan Bay is fucking playing good baseball. But,
told you before the season.
Ronzi and Framber have both been good to start the season. I'm going to go first five under 4.5 for Buccos and Stros tonight.
Yeah, I'm out on this one.
I'm on the Astros.
Okay. Vibes. I'm taking another first five under 4.5, and it's fucking Sandy Alcantara going against Strom, who Strom had a, I think it was against the Yankees, had a really good first start.
He's a reliever for the Sox last year.
And Alcantara is Alcantara, so I'll go first five under 4.5 in Miami and Philly, too.
Yeah, I'm out on this one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Speaking of, Sox are going against the Rays. Fucking Pivetta goes for the Sox. Beeks. ESPN had a different starter listed earlier. I'm staying away from this one.
Yeah, I'm not getting in front of the Rays wagon.
Give us the stat, Brucey Bruce.
They are not only 9-0 to start the year, they are 9-0 on the run line. I'm on the Rays here. Pivetta was shelled by the Rays last season as well.
Duval,
our best hitter, also.
Yes, Duval is out, which sucks. This is a sad episode of baseball.
Same wrist he had repaired last year. He was like the best hitter of baseball, too.
Yeah, he was going to win AL MVP. He was fucking tracking.
He was slugging play. It was absurd.
Hopefully he's fine, though, right? He's a chance of being back pretty quick.
Yeah.
Padres
are in New York against the Mets. You goes against Scherzer. Scherzer's had two not-so-good starts. You had a good start, but I believe it was at home where you is normally better. But this is a, hey, Max, come out and show me something because I'm on the Padres first five plus a half. I do worry about you on the road.
You?
I worry about you. Give me the Mets first five money line.
Yeah, no play here, but the madder Max gets, the more scared I am to do what you just did, Tony, and that's fade him. So I'm not going to, but I'm not playing him either.
Which side are you on?
I'm on the Mets.
Okay. Just because, Max.
I can never turn down Mad Max at like a semi-decent price.
He opening day, he's not mad. Now he's mad.
I am worried about this Mets team, though.
They had a decent weekend.
They do a lot of Vogelback striking out with the bases loaded.
Dude, like,
Vogel, I feel like Vogelback.
The only
Vogel
games
needs to
really
come back.
Won,
Vogel
the
needs
only
to come
games
home.
They've really won are against the Marlins.
Yeah, true.
Like, true. Verlander, remember Verlander was only supposed to miss one start? Has anybody heard anything about Verlander?
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
Bruce, yeah, no, that's great. A really nice hat you have on today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Reds are against the Braves. I'm actually going to go a couple unders today. I'm going to go under 4.5, first five in this one. Ashcraft and fucking Elder have been good. Let's see what happens there. The Braves could put up a 5 spot in an inning and just ruin this one, but I'll take the under here.
All right, I'm out.
Braves are winning that game. It's a parlay piece, though, 200.
Okay. Mariners are at the Cubs. Drew Smyly has had a bad first start. On the other side, Castillo has not given up a run. So this is a... I'm a ride Castillo until he fucking shows me not to, laying at first five.
Cy Young Castillo, first five money line.
Okay.
Cy Young Castillo. I don't hate that.
Okay. The Royals are in Texas. Now, this
there
is.
There we go.
This
there
is not.
We go.
I'm not picking Greinke, okay?
I am. Fuck yeah.
Listen, I'm not picking Greinke. I'm fading Haney. Give me the Royals first five plus a half.
Fucking Andrew Heaney, all right? Haney?
Whatever the fuck it is, dude. Come the guy on. Stinks, wait, but I don't feel
Greinke. Stupid.
His name's Haney. We've been saying it the whole time.
It's Heaney, and he suffered.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care what his name is, okay?
He suffered a catastrophic lower body injury covering first base, and he's never been the same.
Well, yeah, well, I'm going against him tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't feel great with Greinke, okay? I just want to throw it out Greinke's there.
Greinke's been fucking dealing.
He's been fine, yeah.
Yeah, he gets a little weird on the road, though.
He does.
Greinke's covered both first fives plus a half. Put me down again. Let's make it 3-0.
I don't want any part of Mattson or Marquez.
I do.
You're taking the Mats, man?
Yeah, give me the Mats, man.
Steven Mats.
Full game. Grind it out.
Nats are at the Angels. Corbin's on the mound, and I can't believe I'm not picking against him. The other guy
has like a 15 ERA as well. I stared that down for
maybe an over in this one, but I'm not taking anything. Brewers are at the D-Bucks. This is another one, kind of like Scherzer. Gallen, obviously not up to Scherzer's level normally, but he was great last year, but he hasn't been good this year. I want to see fucking Gallen do it before I take him. Brewers first five plus a half with fucking Wade Miley.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom. Brewers, yeah, little nice 7-2 start here.
You get a three-peat. I'm on the Brewers plus 1.5 full game. I love it.
Hell yeah. And the last one, Urias is going against Webb. Webb hasn't had a great start to the season. A little short price for the Dodgers here. I'm going to go. I did take it first five. But
Dodgers have taken a bit of a spill here.
I know. Maybe I should have went full game. I don't know. First five. Dodgers anyway. I can get them.
I want to take the Giants because Webb's a different animal at home. But he hasn't looked good his first couple out. No. I'm sitting this one out.
Webb makes a different flavor meatball at home. Give me the Dodgers anyway. I can get them.
Okay. I'm also going to be on the Dodgers money line full game. And then also, I know that I missed this because I think I was probably watching the White Sox. And I probably just didn't know what to say yet. I'm taking the New York Yankees full game. I have no idea how to pronounce this guy's name, their pitcher. I don't know who he is. I'm just betting them basically their bullpen and to get a shit ton of runs.
So you're going Herman against Mr. Bieber.
Yeah. How would you pronounce it if you were just going to read
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, I should have done that.
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't read it.
Okay.
Carry on.
Can't believe you're going against Biebs. Guy's a friend of the program.
I mean,
yeah, come on.
I like betting Shane Beebs first five, but if you're gonna, I'm a mark. If I see the fucking Yankees
as a doubt
plus 170 or 157 32. Full game, I'm going.
Hey, go Lakers. Put me down for Lakers -6.5 tomorrow night.
I actually have a bet Lakers -6.5.
What do you think?
If you want to get into the NBA,
what do you think?
Tomorrow we'll do NBA tomorrow. What is ice? Willing to sacrifice our love. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.
Big night on the ice tonight. I got a bunch of picks tonight.
It is a big night. I have a couple picks as well. Tried to pick, obviously, only the games that mean something, and it was nice to get an edge with that in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully, we think. Tony, what do you got? Start us off.
Let's, let me pull up the NHL board, okay?
Sure.
The betting board. I don't have anything in Sharks and Jets, do you?
No, I try. Winnipeg obviously needs this. They need it very badly, but the odds are indicating that they're heavily favored, and I didn't find even puck line. It's too much for me.
It's a little bit of juice here in this next one, but it's one team that needs the win and one team that's been very bad. So I'll take the Isles.
Yeah, give me the Isles money line. Washington is pretty much in full tank mode. The Isles are trying to get that first wild card spot or to avoid having to play the Bruins. So they're heavy motivation there for them to win. They're going to want to clinch soon too.
I do have the Stars 60-minute money line against the old Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I am on the Stars puck line.
Okay.
Need them to fill the net here. Detroit, no incentive here. Their incentive is to lose. They want a shot at Connor
Bedard. Stars can still move up, right? That's what I was looking at
earlier. Stars are playing for playoff position, home ice, all that fun stuff. So they heavily incentivized to win.
Another one in that situation, I was laying 60 min with Carolina and 20,000 screaming hurt, going to the pesky sends.
Are these all going to win?
I don't know, Bruce.
Because they're all playing for something, and all these other teams are not playing for
it. Yeah, but that's not how gambling works, and you know that.
Exactly, know, but that's what we're trying. That's what we're looking at here. But
like, which one
did you really just ask that?
Can we make sure that question gets asked every day? Are they going to win or what?
It seems like an interesting environment where all these might win.
Maybe.
I'm also on Carolina 60-minute money line. Ottawa... they're not really in it, but Brady Tkachuk is captain there. It's a bit of a prideful team. I don't think they're laying down per se. So this one, Bruce, to your point, this one, Ottawa will still come out and play. Yeah,
pesky sense.
Carolina, it wants home ice, and they're trying to hold off New Jersey. So
Sabres and Rangers, I don't have anything.
I'm taking Rangers 60-minute money line. Rangers actually have a chance to catch the Devils in flip-flop. So they would flip-flop from the 3 to the 2. Giving them home ice for that series, I would think they're going to want that. So Rangers 60-minute money line.
Put me down for that too.
Okay, I will lay the 150 with the red hot Florida Panthers against the Leafs.
I will as well. Florida can actually. What is it, Gump? Florida can clinch
again.
Florida can clinch.
Fucking bobbin net or what?
With
Lion.
If they win and the Islanders lose in regulation. But Florida is going to be playing for the win regardless because them, the Islanders, and Pittsburgh are all fighting for the two wild card spots. And honestly, those are the only picks. I don't have anything else. Calgary is in a similar situation to the rest of the teams, but I don't trust them as much as I trust the other teams.
Yeah. The ones there where I was like trying versus not was Carolina, Islanders, and Dallas, I think. And then Florida's hot. Does Toronto have anything to play for or in that one? Or
No, they've already clinched.
So, yeah, I took those four, and you added on the Rangers.
Yeah, pretty much. And you wanted to know who's going in goal for Florida.
So fucking Lion.
It's been Lion. They've been riding him.
Lion!
Yeah, he's going tonight.
Who, Lion?
Yep.
Lion?
All
right. Good luck, boys.
Good luck to you.
Put me down for the fucking Cougars at +160.
But it would be good. The gambling odds, it wouldn't be good, but it'd be good for the Pens if the Isles and Panthers lost night.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be massive.
Yeah, I'm thinking that'd be sweet.
I parlayed the Islanders, Stars, and Rangers based on our subsequent research.
Are those going to win?
I think so.
It's a sweet hoodie you got on. What brand is that? Might have to buy it.
It's Lulu.
Yeah.
It's Lulu.
Yeah, I knew it. It is Lulu.
It's good quality. That makes sense.
My mom buys me a lot of Lulu stuff.
They make good quality clothing.
Yeah, they do. Good hoodies.
How's footy this weekend, lad?
Crushed on Saturday, 15-3.
Fucking goal, boys.
Fuck. MLS, dude. MLS was like 7 of 8. It's should have been on the MLS a long time ago.
I went 4-0 in baseball on Saturday, and I did not come here to brag. I'm sitting there with Rahm and Brooks Koepka, and I put a gargantuan amount on the Dodgers on Saturday night and lost. And my grandma complained that I only talk about winning. So there you go. Dodgers on Saturday night was a pretty big loss.
I think I unfortunately lost that one for you.
No, you didn't.
Because you sent in the ticket, and I said, Jesus.
I don't know if there needs to be that amount of units being thrown on Syndergaard 2023.
No, you're right. We will go back to
the Dodgers first five, though. I'm not gonna lie, I was also
so we go back to the drawing board.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Yep.
Champions League tomorrow.
Fucking go. Is this a new round?
Yep.
First leg.
Yep.
What are we into? Fucking. Are these semis or?
Quarters.
Let's the go, quarters. Dude.
Because I know the final's always on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it's the quarters. I like Inter Milan, double chance going into Benfica.
Okay.
And then.
Fucking goal, Inter.
We've seen this before when he was at Chelsea. I think we'll see it play out tomorrow. Could see a Tuchel masterclass here for Bayern Munich against Man City. Give me Bayern Munich double chance at +110 tomorrow.
Going into Man City.
Fucking Tuchel's coaching right now?
Tuchel just took over Bayern a couple weeks ago, and they've been buzzing ever since.
It's fucking... what's his name? Was he...
Man City still hasn't won a Champions League, dude. Like the
yeah, and Haaland isn't in form, right? Is he?
Oh, dude, he scored a fucking bike kick on Saturday. Dude, oh,
was all right, so back in form.
Yeah, he was banged up.
Do you think Haaland is Zava, or do we think Zlatan is Zava?
Hot, what?
Has anybody watched Ted Lasso?
No.
No.
Okay, I've seen the first season, but I have no idea what you're talking
just
about.
Just know that they pick up a new player, and I'm pretty sure it's Zlatan.
Like, Ronaldo and Messi kind of have their trees, and then it really is, like, Zlatan, Haaland are, like, their own little tree.
Yeah.
Benzema.
Surely it's Benzema.
Wait, what happened to Mbappe?
Yeah, well, he's young. Tree. He's young.
New
tree.
Like,
we don't know which tree he's following yet.
Yeah.
And he's been at PSG basically the whole time. So
wait, is Neymar like not in the conversation of like top?
I've never.
He's not in form, lad.
The only time I rated Neymar like as in far the as top players in the world was when he was at that when World Barcelona Cup. Had yeah, him Suarez and yeah. Messi. They were absurd.
Yeah, was and it they that had the Croatian lad too, Rakitic.
Yeah, they did.
Diabolical.
Yeah, but they were no fucking match for Real and Madrid.
I actually went to a match at Camp Nou, and Neymar's the quickest human being I will ever see.
One of the greatest comebacks in Champions League history at Anfield against that squad.
How's the poll doing? I heard they can't play defense this year.
Wow. Dude,
we were down 2-0 to Arsenal yesterday and fucking fought back for a draw.
I mean, Tottenham's like beating Brighton in the 95th minute.
Dude, the one fucking time I don't take Tottenham either, fucking they finally win. The dust up on the sidelines between the coaches. Yeah. A linesman elbowed Robertson at halftime yesterday. Like,
I'm sick of it. I want glory.
A lot of dust ups on the sideline yesterday.
Dude, it's getting to that point in the season. Like, teams are fighting for their lives.
The Lakers dude. Beat it through.
Gumpy, you would admit that five first-round picks for Rudy Gobert wasn't a good trade yet? Or?
I mean, I'd like to say that as soon as that trade came out, that there we might have been first on the scene.
We weren't first on the scene because NBA Twitter is the fastest thing of all time, and it was worst trade of all time, worst trade in history in 2 seconds. That's how I found out about it.
I didn't hate it, but he stopped blocking shots. And when you just like when you buy an element of the game and then he loses it.
Listen, if you
that trade also made it impossible for KD to be traded. He had to stay with the Nets for
a
bit. Like everyone's like, after that trade, they were like, "Okay, we need 10 first for KD because this fucking guy's getting 5."
It's kind of like Deshaun's deal.
Yeah, it's like the Deshaun Watson.
It's like, all right, well, yeah, he did get 230, and he did go for 5, but. That's not what it should have been.
What did it cost?
So what? Ant-Man has to go for what? 60 tomorrow for the Wolves to have a chance?
Let me check. Let's not count out my Minnesota team
yet. No, the Lakers are through.
No, I mean,
maybe.
Pencil it in.
It's hilarious.
I've seen this before.
No, it's hilarious because the dude that broke his hand. Fuck you. One, fuck you.
Lakers are through.
Lakers are through. -6.5.
Lakers playing in
-6.5.
Yeah. What are they? They're going to be laying 8.5 now.
Well, okay, yeah, with their backup guard LeBron and then also their backup guard AD. Yeah, good luck, bud.
What?
I agree.
The dude that broke his hand punching the board, punching the wall.
Guess
who he's guarding? Or guess who he was going to guard? LeBron fucking James.
Yeah, we were saying.
They're through.
Yeah, they're through.
Did you see it yesterday?
They don't have a
there's
game.
There's no way they lose.
I know.
Yeah, there's no way they lose.
Could you imagine, though, if they somehow
they won't.
So that's impossible.
That's impossible.
They're through to the playoffs.
They're through.
I love you guys giving this juju out in the world on this gambling show.
I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's awesome.
I'm a gambling man.
He's the king of the play.
Are we
dude.
Still laying 6.5?
He crowned himself after he put up 38 yesterday.
He's never played in a play-in game yet. He actually came out against the play-in and then they didn't make it.
I don't love that the Clippers got to play
in the
bubble. Suns in the
they didn't
first
play
round.
In the bubble.
No.
Yeah, the Suns are -450 in that series.
First year, but they were not a play-in. They were like a one seed.
They've covered what? They're 8-0 with KD, 6-2 ATS.
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. Okay, I said, give me a.
You seen it? You got that ticket?
Yeah,
I might join you.
Dude, I took a Lakers championship ticket before the trade deadline when they were losing like 8 games in a row.
Well, you should have.
I have a great cash out option. Do I take it?
Wait, no. The Lakers to do what?
to win the NBA Finals.
Why would you cash out at this exact moment, laying 7.5 with the Timberwolves?
Yeah, you at least got to.
You should let them definitely win tomorrow night, and then. Yeah.
Anything, take the Timberwolves plus 7.5 for whatever it cost you, and just free ride it.
Yeah.
No, dude. T-Wolves won't. T-Wolves are dead.
All right. As dead as I've ever seen.
We will see you tomorrow. We'll talk about all stuff.
Hell yeah.
All stuff.
Including the NBA play.
The fucking NBA play.
Are they all tomorrow or just two?
Two and two normally. But
no, but they're both tomorrow.
Well, there's only one game tomorrow because the Lakers, T-Wolves don't even, they're not even going to play the game.
Yeah, they're not even slicing them up. T-Wolves have actually conceded.
Yeah. But we'll be back tomorrow to fucking break it all down. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.